This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Thank you very much, Lucius. It's time for Mike Lysett. Here he is, Bassick.
All right, so toys. Toys R Us is gone.
Yeah.
So I was wondering this. I decided to look this up last night and found an interesting article from NASDAQ.com. Is where's all the money going that was spent at Toys R Us this holiday season? So who's benefiting from Toys R Us being out of the business of selling toys? So this article was interesting because it looks like Amazon is kind of winning the most. They've got 34% more sales of toys this holiday season than last year, based off of Toys R Us being gone. Second on that list is Walmart. They've received now a 31%
in-store?
Overall. I'm going to get to that because it's just an interesting article.
It does seem like they boosted their toy section a lot.
They did.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Okay, so I'll go right there. No problem. So right now it's Amazon who is kind of winning from Toys R Us being gone. Walmart's really close, getting a 31% gain. Target's also there too.
I was going to say Target.
Getting a gain. Well, here's what those three companies did. Amazon, I don't remember getting this in the mail, but you remember how Toys R Us used to mail you out a book of all their kind of specials and get ready and just circle the stuff you want. Like,
yeah,
hey,
the
kids.
Disappointment book. Yeah. I should circle everything. I ain't getting none of that stuff.
So Amazon actually did that this kind of holiday season. They actually literally sent out in the mail, like, here's a lot of our toys that you can buy on Amazon. So they tried to take over that kind of, hey, that Toys R Us magazine you got for the holidays. They sent one out, which they usually never do because
they've also made tabs on their homepage now where you can just click kids or dad or whatever.
So they're trying to do it that way. You're right about Walmart. Walmart increased their toy selection by a whole bunch, increased where when you walked into the store,
more
having
aisles.
More stores. Target doubled up their space of toys.
I believe that.
For the holiday season, going, look, Toys R Us is out. We'll kind of maybe it look like maybe scale it back after the holiday season is over, but we can carry more toys because there is no more Toys R Us. So those three places took advantage of this a lot, and they have been getting it's online and also in store. But Walmart and Target in store products wanted to get theirs a lot bigger. But they said, here's going to be the biggest issue for shoppers coming up here really soon, as today is the 12th. It's going to be in about 8 days because you can be ordering toys right now at Walmart.com, Target.com, Amazon.com, and you'll get them before Christmas. Mm-hmm. But where Toys R Us made a killing during the holidays was the last minute shoppers. That's where Toys R Us killed it. So it says in this article, you're not really sure where a lot of it's going to come from, because what would happen is whether it was your kids or your nieces and nephews or whoever has kids and you're like, I got to get something for them and it's too late to ship. Well, I'm just going to run to Toys R Us. They have tons of toys, tons of different things. They have a baby gifts because they had Babies R Us.
That's right.
So I can run there and quickly get something and then go over to their house the next day or whatever and give them the gifts for the kids and everything. So who knows where it's going to go now. But it's just interesting who's taking advantage of it so far, and then what's going to happen to all those people that put it off to the last minute. Are they going to go to Target? Are they going to go to Walmart? Can't really go online last minute because you get worried that it won't be delivered in time to be there on Christmas Day or that Christmas day that you have with that family member. Because I don't know about you guys, but we have about 4 or 5 different Christmases where it's Christmas at my parents, Christmas at our house, obviously, on Christmas morning, Christmas with my in-laws the day after Christmas. You know, so there's a whole bunch of different days that you can kind of celebrate Christmas.
What's going to happen? Those last minute gifts. I hate to say it, but you're just going to get a gift card, kid.
Yeah.
Here's some of that.
You're just going to get a gift card.
Or run to Walmart or Target. My money's on those guys to pick up the majority of those.
Yeah, that last minute stuff. And then I guess what's interesting from these companies here, and I'm naming the major three, isn't Toys R Us coming back?
I saw some story where somebody's bringing them back.
I think they
got they changed the name.
Restructuring it
or something. Jeffrey's something.
Yeah, so this could be short-lived for these companies to pick up all of the holiday shopping for toy type of situation. Because if Toys R Us comes back, and I do think they're getting rebranded, is that then all of a sudden if there is just, hey, here's a big warehouse of just toys, then – you know, Amazon, Walmart, and Target might be like, okay, we're not going to get as much product coming our way. But I guess who knows? Mine's the way that we shop, and Gavin, I know you've read about this. I think Lucius, you have too, is we're kind of pre-programmed where to go and where to get stuff. And then we just keep doing it year
after year.
Creatures
of habit, man. Yeah. We are creatures of habit.
And so Toys R Us had us as a creature of habit where to get our toys and possibly baby gifts because babies are us. And if we get transformed over 3 years to go to Amazon or Walmart or Target, whether it's online or in store, will we go back to Toys R Us after doing it a certain way?
Well, you know what? You're on to that. I looked it up on CNN Business, Money.com. They said that the lenders want to do that. And like you said, rebrand it. There are no details on what they plan on doing exactly and all the total details. But the owners decided they're going to cancel the auction and have refiled everything, and they're bringing it back some kind of way. The plan would create new domestic retail operating businesses under the Toys R Us and Babies R Us names, as well as expand its international presence and further develop its private brands business. Details were not disclosed.
Whatever they do, you're not going to be able to get me in a brick and mortar unless it's last minute.
Yeah, last minute.
The online shopping has completely conditioned me now.
Okay.
I don't get anything in a real store unless I need it that day. Like, literally need it. And I'll jump through hoops to not need it just to wait for it to show up on my doorstep. You know, deodorant, toothbrushes, anything that I can possibly wait a couple of days for. I'm conditioned to the point where Amazon wants people that I'm now ready for you to start charging more than what I would get it for at the store and probably gladly pay to avoid the errand.
Did you go to the grocery store yesterday?
No, I didn't make it. No.
Are you going? So you didn't get
it. The man said he doesn't even put on deodorant.
I know he waits a couple days. I can wait a couple days. I just won't be active those 2 days.
Because practice was canceled last night. We'll probably end up going tonight after practice.
I was just wondering if you got to get the Christmas
cookie
ice cream.
It's on my list. I actually had some different ice cream last night, and I was thinking, man, I wonder what that Christmas cookie ice cream.
Yeah, since you're
like,
I never go to the store. It's like, wait, he went to the store last night. I was wondering if there's an update on Christmas cookie ice cream.
I'll get it if it's not sold out.
Okay. Now, I go to Good Morning America's website, and this is where I think we really get screwed over as guys. And it is, hey, maybe we're not as demanding, and I don't want to, you know, be as demanding, but what we specifically want for Christmas. And, you know, there's commercials out right now that we're like an I don't know type of.
A lot of women get disappointed if you don't give an awesome, thoughtful gift.
Right. Okay. And we just kind of seem to maybe smile and be like, I'll never wear that or I never want that. And this is where this is by a girl here or a woman. Olivia Smith writes this and says, hey, I know you can have difficulty shopping for men, but here are my 18 top gifts to give men this holiday season. And you tell me if you want this or not right now, because I think this is a bad list and the stuff that we do get. Would you like luggage? Because that's number one on her list right now.
So far, I'm good on luggage. You know, I have one piece.
It's like a carry-on here. I don't want to get specific on brand and how much.
You know
but
me. I pack one bag. That's it.
Yeah, I'm with the luggage.
You'd like that?
I'll take some luggage.
Okay, somebody got you luggage. You'd be happy.
Designer or regular?
You know, I would prefer designer, but no, because sometimes at the designer situations, they want a tip if they see your luggage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
New hotel, the little driver that takes you somewhere, they want a fatter tip.
Mm-hmm. Next one on the list.
It does add something to travel, though, the excitement of travel if you got really cool luggage.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
A robe.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I would like one. I always forget to wear them, you know?
Yeah.
I'm
hitting Lucius. This is hitting you.
I'm loving this one. Pause.
Okay. And then it says a house essential set, which is like great skincare set.
Oh, my God.
I could use some lotion when it gets cold and dry.
If somebody gets me that, I'll be like, oh, and then I'll think. And then I never put on lotion
might
or anything.
Might as well throw it all away.
Yeah. Okay, next one. Candle.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can't lose on a candle.
I'm into that the scents around the house, especially we
give me some lavender.
Having a lot of cousins around the house these days who are still in diaper phases, and the candles come in handy.
I do think this is personal when it comes to shoes, but it says a classic sneaker. So I think that when you really have to know the person to know if they're going to want like your classic Puma or your classic Nike or your classic Adidas or whatever it is.
You want to hear a crazy shoe story about me? I have never owned a pair of brown shoes. And I knew that about 10 or 15 years ago that I've never owned a pair of brown shoes. Because I noticed when people have brown shoes, and I've never worn brown shoes. And I said, I'm just going to hold out as long as I can.
There you go. Why not?
I've never, ever owned brown shoes.
Well, you know, that's if you want to be serious and tuck your shirt in and be all businessy.
Black shoes and tennis shoes.
It would look like you were barefooted if you were walking around in brown shoes. Same color shoe.
How yellow.
Next one, jeans.
No, I want to buy my own jeans. I'm pretty specific.
Yeah. I feel like that's a tough one, too. It has to be from your spouse or girlfriend or, I mean, who else is going to know your waist and length size?
And the comfort. Yeah.
And what style.
Yeah.
And what brand best fits your.
Next one, a cardigan. Would you guys be excited if somebody got you a cardigan?
Is that like a sweater?
It's like a button-up sweater.
Okay, see, now, you can buy me jeans because the size is the size. I only get Levi's, right?
Okay.
But the cardigan, I have to go buy that myself. I have to put that on and feel it.
Okay.
That's a vibe.
The next one
I kind of want one now that I Googled it, though. Looks comfy.
My grandpa wore them all the time. So for me, I kind of feel like I'm going to wear those. Once I get to have grandchildren, I will wear cardigans while sitting in the couch saying that it's always cold, even when it's 98 outside and it's 76 or 77 inside the house.
Is there a window open? It's kind of chilly in here.
The next one are, and this is a good one, wireless like noise-canceling headphones.
I don't like the noise-canceling hum that it does. Okay. I just want regular headphones.
You know what? I've got some of those, and I read up on them. They actually are really good, by the way, but they actually make your head, it can add pressure to your head.
Yeah, the pressure. I don't like that feeling.
It's the pressure on your head. But they're actually good in case you want, if you're in traffic or you're driving. I wouldn't drive in them, but they say you can actually hear other things, so it's safe.
They have them now where you can choose sounds that you want to eliminate, like eliminate people talking or let people talking come through, right? Eliminate the buzz or the fan or the... So I get it, but it's that weird pressure that it's never been able to get used to. Plus, you got to add batteries if you wanted to do the full noise-canceling thing.
I know my boss, our boss, Gavin Spittle, will love this, but this is weird that it made the list of top gifts to give men for this holiday season. A nice foam roller.
Oh, that's my best friend.
So good for your bottom of your feet. Come on, you got plantar fasciitis. You should know all about that.
So it says that, giving a nice foam roller, it would be a nice gift for men in your life that you don't know what to get them.
It's great for your back. I mean, and it also aligns everything else on your body. It might hurt at first, but it's
hamstrings
really good for
as well.
Hamstring,
This one, if it's, I don't know, if somebody gets me this, I feel like they're saying my breath stinks all the time. If I got an electric toothbrush from somebody, I'd be like, oh, great. My breath stinks around you all the time, and I don't know about it.
That would be a random one to get. Like, that's a mom present.
Yeah.
That's not a coworker.
How about some really nice socks?
Yeah.
Totally. You can't go wrong with undergarments.
Can't go wrong.
All right. This one's really cool. I won't name the brand, but one of those really cool tote things that keep your drinks cold. What's the
cooler?
Yeti, like, you know, but the Yeti sack.
The tumblers. Oh, no, the sack, the cooler. Yeah, like the cooler bag.
Yeah, the cooler bag, but like a really nice cooler bag. Or what's the other brand? I buy it because it's half off
Arctic?
A Yeti.
Arctic or something?
Yeah, Arctic because it's cheaper.
Yeah. But. No, then, those are great, man.
Last one on this list. So this wasn't as bad of a list as I thought. A kind of pocket multi-tool type of thing.
Yeah, pretty cool. Like a Leatherman or a Swiss Army knife or
something
like
type
that.
Of stuff like that. So that was the list from GMA on what to get the men in your life if you don't know they want.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.